News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Tit for tat airstrikes in the Middle East after Iran attacked shipping travelling through the Straits of Hormuz. America then undertook attacks on what American Central Command said was 80 separate sites across Iran. Iran then claim that they have attacked 85 sites across Bahrain and Kuwait. And the head of NATO, Mark Rutte, has said this morning that the US military strikes were absolutely necessary. And the Islamic Revolutionary Guard called it a ceasefire violation and, of course, is saying that it completely undermines the memorandum of understanding between the US and Iran. With us is Fawaz Gurges, who is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, we have seen both military attacks and we have seen sanctions go back in place on Iranian oil. What does this mean for the progress of peace talks?
Well, I fear that the memorandum of understanding, the 60-day ceasefire, is coming undone. It seems to me that the ceasefire is collapsing before our eyes. Just to give our listeners a glimpse of what has happened in the past 24 hours, the United States attacked 80 strategic targets deep inside Iran, including missiles, drones, intelligence assets inside Iran itself. In addition to that, the United States attacked 60 boats of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, in addition to the 80 targets. So imagine if there is just one soldier in every boat. You're talking about scores of Iranian casualties. Iran says that it retaliated by attacking, 85 targets but I doubted very much whether 85 targets. But regardless, the top negotiator, Iranian negotiator, Mohammad Ghalibaf, said, well, look, the United States not only violated the ceasefire in the Strait of Hormuz, but also Israel violates the ceasefire in Lebanon on a daily basis. And he said, quote unquote, the old ways of bullying and domination are over. So all in all, it seems to me, I don't see, both sides returning to the negotiating table, given the huge divide between them and the repeated escalations of hostilities in the Strait of Hormuz and beyond.
Now, Fawaz, do the same incentives, though, not continue to apply? From an American perspective, there is the political need to be seen to get out of the war of Iran with Iran. And from an Iranian perspective, there is the economic drive to get oil sold and to try to rebuild the damage that has been done to their economy. Does that not outweigh the belligerence from both sides?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, neither side wants renewal of all-out hostilities, but both sides are testing the red lines of the other side. Keep in mind, Iran has not taken responsibility for the attacks on the three vessels last night, even though Iran has repeatedly done so. What I really would like our listeners to know is that the Strait of Hormuz, the management of the Strait of Hormuz, is Iran's most important strategic card. And what the United States, the U.S. Navy, has done together with Oman is to create new traffic routes in the Strait of Hormuz. And what Iran is trying to do is to really assert sole responsibility for the management of the Strait of Hormuz. So that's why the escalation. And at the end of the day, I think, I hope there will be intervention by Pakistan and Qatar and now in Turkey, since President Trump in Turkey. But surely, even though neither side wants a renewal of all-out hostilities, I mean, I think the repeated attacks and the escalation, the strategic attacks of escalation, does not really bode well for diplomacy between the United States and Iran.
Fawaz, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Fawaz Gurges, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.